Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was just talking to a local businessman, and we're talking about, because today is the anniversary of 9/11, and we'll be talking about it. And you think about the flight, what's the flight number coming from Pennsylvania?
93.
And he's the one that done the research.
Wow.
And the flight 93, I think he's, because he can relate to the what happened on flight 93.
Oh, can he?
You know.
Yeah, take him down.
Yep, tip, told you. That's exactly
take
it.
Take him down.
You know, and of course, you think about it. If you're on a flight 93, a proverbial flight 93, and you know this is it. I mean, if you're being walked to a fiery furnace, that's flight 93.
That's mm-hmm. flight 93.
Now, if you are going to visit Bethlehem with a loudspeaker proclaiming that Jesus Christ is the only way to God and Muhammad is a false prophet, that's flight 93.
That's flight 93.
That's flight 93, since it's under Muslim control. And if you are in Iran, and you're saying that the Ayatollah is, you know, just a little
off,
and it anti not Jesus, and just a little off in his doctrine, that's flight 93 for you. But you know what? I mean, you think about flight 93. These guys, when Vine Fellowship Network University was launched, it was launched with these words, the words of Flight 93. Because right now, for America and the church, Christians and Jews, we are in a season of Flight 93. Mm-hmm. And we could be cowards that don't do anything and somehow just hope that these jihadists flying the earth around right now... Mm-hmm. want to us to have a nice, prosperous life and want us to continue to evangelize people into the kingdom of God, naivety, and do nothing. Or we could be, I mean, I'm in tears every time I think about these guys and I hear them as they call and they're finding out what's going on and they're calling their wives on the phones and, you know, and I know some people that are so cheap. They would have not picked that phone up because it would have cost them so much money. It would have cost them so much money. And I got some other people that are so legalistic, they would have thought, the flight attendant said we're not supposed to use our cell phones.
Right.
Exactly. You know, I was like, oh my goodness.
Like
oh my goodness. Yeah, right. You see the sword and the guy flying the plane?
Yeah.
I think it's beyond this. The guy that actually said don't pull your cell phone out, he's the one smushed over there in that coat closet
right.
with it muzzled up right now. Okay, getting beyond America. Okay, and so you're on flight 93. I admire these people. And so they're calling, they're getting their own intelligence because they knew they couldn't use American intelligence anymore because our president was called by surprise at the daycare. He lies go real wild, like, what? I mean, his lips didn't move. You can see his tongue's like, what? And all of a sudden... You know, they're finding out, and their wives are saying, listen, a plane just hit the Pentagon. You know, they hit the Twin Towers. They are planning on driving this plane into something, and they concluded, and you think about it, if our eyes are open right now, and God has given us eyes to see and ears to hear, and we're listening to the Lord, and we don't have the idolatry in our life, we're not walking in sin, you know, we've repented of it, and we're hearing the voice of the Lord, we would be just like these guys on Flight 93.
That's right.
And wow, and we'll be saying we're calling, talking to God in our abiding times, and God's going, hey, it looks like this is their intention, this is their battle plan, this is what's going on, this is the strategy to be able to harm America, to harm Israel, to be able to harm Christians. You know, this is what's happening with the Kurds. And the Christian Kurds, and this is what's happening with the Jews, this is what's happening in Syria, this is what's happening in America, this is what's happening with embrace of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Homeland Security, I mean, all these different things. And we would conclude like they did. They would conclude, we would conclude like they did. We would say, okay, we see that this thing is going down. This thing is going down. And by the way, if you go to the VFN Torch, get to it at VFNTV.com, you will actually see and read a prophetic word the Lord gave me in a dream and a vision of America as a plane going down. Mm-hmm. It was going down. And you would conclude, hey, you know, the intentions are to take this plane down. Now, obviously, if you can take the plane, if you can take the pilots out, then you can fly the plane. So you got these two battles going on. It's like, hey, maybe we can get the leadership again of our nation. Maybe God can take over the stick for the plane again and begin to fly America and upright her again. And what God shown me was a brave leader. When I first had this, was a different leader holding on to the stick or the steering wheel, the stick of the plane that was in a dive towards the earth. And if you notice what happens when the wind's hitting it so hard, it just starts shaking. So he was hanging on to the steering wheel or the stick of the plane, this huge plane from the Oval Office, and it was shaking and shaking and shaking. It was like he was just holding her steady as long as he could, but the inevitable crash. It was like the captain that was willing to go down with the ship, which is beautiful because instead of just like, run for your life, jump out of the plane. He held on as long as he could. And so you know, the crash began well before our current leadership is in. This is something that's been going on for some time here. And in the context of it, you would realize the signs of the times is this is Flight 93. And, you know, maybe godly leadership, maybe people have a fear of God and a love of God. Maybe people that will remember, how did America get here and how did we stay here? And if you didn't hear that, you need to hear that. You got to hear the whole thing because we got here by a reason. One nation under God is not a pun. It is an original intent of God. Before Israel left, one nation under God demanded a king. And God's revealing that to us. We're learning and we're sharing that with you. And you got to hear it. And so you would conclude, you know what? You would say the goodbyes to your friends, loved ones on your phones. And what happened? Something got voicemails. Some of them call back and got voicemails and they're calling in. And think about your last words. Your last words could be a great witness of where you're going to be. Yes, my God can deliver us from Flight 93, but even if he doesn't, he's still God.
That's right.
And I want to encourage everybody that's hearing this voicemail today that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to be absent from this body is to be present with him. I am going to go by God's grace and believe that God will empower me to deliver, and all of us to deliver this plane, this nation, back into his hands again. But even if he doesn't, even if we go down into the fields of Pennsylvania, I want you to know that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life, and you can turn back to him. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Boop, right? Boop.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how many times they're going to play that? They're going to play that every anniversary.
Yep.
No, then you say this, right before you say that. You keep stay on the phone, stay on the mic, stay on the television, stay on there, and look at all the folks that are with you, the few that said they would go, and then you say, "Let's roll, let's roll," and then it goes click, and then the news begins to report the struggle, and we stand in awe. That plane hit so hard in Pennsylvania that you couldn't even recognize. It dove straight in. They're going back and listening to the black box and the peaceful religion, Islam, pilots who were talking. They were saying, should we just take it down? Should we just destroy it? Ali Akbar, Ali Akbar. Should we just drive it down to the ground, or do we think we should still fly to the Pentagon? I was like, peaceful religion? Hello?
Wow.
They're talking about, should we just take it down because they're trying to overtake us, which was the heroes of 93, or should we just try, you know, they were battling, they were deciding, should we kill them now or kill more later and them?
Right.
And it's like, what have we done here that we can't identify when we listen to the black box recording of what's happening in the cockpit, and the enemies are praising Allah, trying to live out a jihad, their greatest achievement for Allah, which is dying in the name of Allah and taking out somebody who is at odds with their prophet, who our president says the future does not belong to the United Nations. And they said, let's roll. You know, I just really feel when we launched VFNU through a prophetic word of God, I mean, that was the whole word. It's like, okay, I understand we're on a bumpy ride here. I understand that who's flying this thing right now is not for God. And it's not for God's way. It's not for the original intent of this nation, one nation under God. I understand that In God We Trust is on the edge of the coin. I mean, go figure. I mean, it's amazing to me. What's amazing to me is how much Satan doesn't know. Mm-hmm. Because if he would have known, he wouldn't have crucified Jesus, because it was his ultimate defeat. But it's like he didn't know. And then you hear God, when God's speaking, he's saying things like, who will partner with me? Who will I send? Who will I send down what will I do to be able to turn Ahab around? What will I do? And he's involving us in this whole thing. And so many people are waiting for God just to go, you go. And that's Islam. God is waiting for someone to say, here I am. Send me. God is waiting for someone to make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, become his disciple, learn how to hear his voice, my sheep know my voice, and follow another, to vibe with him, which means you're going to hear what he says, and you know what you're going to say after he tells you what to do? Even if it's your Flight 93, you're going to say, let's roll. I mean, I really admire them and their stand, and I'm thankful to their families. We just pray for their families of Flight 93, and just say, you know, what people of integrity your sons and your husbands and wives and daughters were to do that. And there was serious tussle going on. But I feel like right now in America that we are in Flight 93. I feel like we're America's Flight 93. Mm-hmm. And we have to be willing to say, okay, we first got to get right with God, like Jehoshaphat did, when you understand we're in the valley of decision here. We got to humble ourselves, seek the Lord's face, begin to abide with him, because apart from abiding in him, we cannot do anything. It's John chapter 15 when Jesus is talking to us. But then we listen to what he says, and guess what? We just say, let's roll, let's go do it. Mm-hmm. Let's do what God says. What a concept.
Yeah, wow.
What a concept. And don't filter it through our finite minds. Don't filter it through the size of our bank accounts. Don't filter it through the size of our armor, like Saul did when they were trying to defeat Goliath. Filter it through your knowledge of the goodness and the power and the awesomeness of God, who is over all nations, all powerful, who's created everything by his spoken word, and he holds all things together. The Jehoshaphat perspective. And then just look up to him and just say, what do you want us to do? And when he says, do it, all you do then is just say, in your heart and in your head, not just your head while your heart's terrified. Mm. Running fearful into a battle is like running naked into a fire.
Right.
Not smart. Mm-mm. And in faith, begin to roll. Just do it. And, you know, get over it. Die already. Everybody's so trying so hard to live. And I'm thinking, for what? For your next reality program or something?
Right.
I mean, is your life? I mean, from my perspective, if I was living your life, I'd want to die. You know, what are you really doing? You don't read, you don't travel, you don't talk to people, you don't have relationships, you don't read the Bible. You're 81% of the church don't read the Bible. You're fearful all the time, and you're complaining about your boss that God blessed you with. And it's like, do you really? Don't just, you know, or why not just go ahead and die to yourself? Pick up your cross. Pick up your cross. Deny yourself. I know. It's wild. Is it not wild? It's so wild. It is so. Look in the mirror right now and say, I'm going to deny myself today. And then follow Jesus. I mean, it saves you a lot of money in therapy. it saves you a lot of arguing your half of it, because you don't have a half anymore. You're dead. It's no longer about you. It's about God. And it is about him. You just become to this reality that, oh, right, yeah. The air I'm breathing, the life I'm living, the image I'm created in, oh, it's God. It's God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.